This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 5. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 5 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars, and I am really, really happy to have back on the show, Pokodrom. How is it
going?
Thank
you for having me. Oh, it's going great. It's going great. It's really good to be back. I appreciate you and what you do, and it's always a pleasure to be on here. I'm sorry it's been so long.
Well, it's been since season two, but all that means is that we have a lot to catch up on. So what have you been up to since the last time we talked?
Well, the most important thing that we did is I think we were chatting and saying, I think we just had our second child at that point. And so we've had a very young child who I look after kind of through the week. So that has kind of shaped a lot of what we've done. And that's definitely been kind of the biggest thing in our life. But then, you know, the music always kind of runs alongside that. And because of, you know, we create music for kids and their adults. So, you know, he's been a big part of that. But yeah, we've been playing loads of live shows. I think we probably hadn't got back to playing live at that point. But since we chatted, yeah, we've really kind of took our kind of live show to the max, really. And they've kind of got bigger and better. And this year we're about to start. In about 4 weeks' time, we'll hit our first kind of UK festival, and we'll be doing UK festivals through the summer. And we've got a couple of main stage shows, which we're really excited about. But the show, we were so excited to get back playing live. This show has just kind of got bigger and better and more extravagant and more over the top and more crazy. I think someone described it as a beautiful riot, which it very much is. But then along that, you know, we've been writing. We're always writing, we're always recording, because we do all our own kind of production, we do all our own mixing, all our own mastering now. So we've been working on a new album, Manta Ray, the track we're going to talk about. That's the first single off the new album, and that's out later this year. So it's been a busy few years in terms of family, a busy few years in terms of music, and yeah, it's all wonderful.
So are these festivals like throughout the UK?
Yeah.
Or kind of localized in your area?
Well, it's always funny because the UK is small, so they're all to you, they would probably all be local. I think the furthest we're going this year is one which is maybe about 3-4 hours drive away. But see, all the festivals we do, we always take our children, because they're a big part of our lives, and they're always there when we're playing. And one of the reasons that we wanted to create music for families, firstly because, you know, we felt that's what the world needed, but also we can take our kids, and we take our kids to all of our shows. I think we've only ever done one show maybe without our kids with us. And so that kind of dictates how far we can go. But there's festivals all over the UK. I mean, festivals are massive, massive in the UK. We're really, really lucky. We have some amazing summer festivals. And yeah, we're really, I think we're doing 5 this year, which is 2 more than last year. I dread to think how many we're going to do next year.
What is a what does a Pokodrom live show look like? I love the phrase "beautiful riot," but yeah, what kind of goes into your stage show?
So we kind of have two different shows. We have an indoor show, which is we tend to play at like 2 in the afternoon, but we only play venues where we can black out the venue. So the room is dark. There's flashing lights, there's UV lights. The music is loud. Like, I would say that we're definitely towards the loudest end of probably like the kindy scene. So we always recommend that young children in particular wear ear defenders. It's loud, so there's flashing lights. It's basically like being in a club. And then when the show starts, there's distorted guitars, there's a heavy backing track, there's confetti going off, there's balloons and inflatables and foil things flying through the air. By the end of the show, there's people dressed as pandas. There's often people dressed as squirrels. There's going to be people dressed as squirrels. We have dancers on stage with us as well. And it's chaos. It's a well rehearsed, well planned kind of 45 minutes of chaos. Yeah, and it's a big show. It's getting bigger and bigger. And then when we play outdoors, it's a similar, like at a festival stage, it'll be a similar show. But then you've got bubbles and you've got foam and you've got more confetti and you've got giant balloons. And then it ramps up to the max. And we very much try and get the audience involved. So as I say, by the end of the show, there's people on the stage with kind of big animal heads on. And yeah, it is 100% a riot, and I love it. It is wonderful to do. I'm blessed to be able to do that.
It sounds like fun. If we're
It
ever in the UK, my young daughter, and well, I'm not sure if she would at this age at four last through the indoor show.
But we always have, because we're very conscious of it being a good experience for all. And what we often find is that at the back of the room, there's kind of like a bit. So there's always like a big crowd at the front, and that's kind of like the where it's all kind of happening. But we often find that we get sent videos after the show. People send us videos of themselves more towards the back, maybe with smaller children, and there's a bit more space, and they can be spinning around and they're dancing. And we always have spare ear defenders. So if someone forgets to bring theirs, anyone who's kind of maybe more, kind of sensory susceptible, they can grab a spare pair of ear defenders, because we really want it to be a positive. It's all about positivity. It's all about kind of spreading a positive experience and positive energy. So we want to make sure that everyone can experience it and enjoy it, whether that's being at the back of the room, and if you don't want to be covered in confetti and foam and bubbles, there's
But
always a space.
that part she would love.
Everyone loves
Now,
that.
I've actually had her to two shows. So, yeah, and if any of our kindy community friends come through Vegas, I try to get Lyric, my 4-year-old, to their show. And so, Uno Dos Tres Andres came into town to one of the libraries, and so I took Lyric to that show. And she was a bit hesitant to get like actively involved. She was kind of more observing than anything else. Towards the end of the show, I think she kind of got into it, but that was her first experience. And then the other weekend, Twinkle Time came to Vegas, and hers was an outdoor show. And Lyric got a little braver, and she was up like in Twinkle Time's little fun mosh pit that she has in front of her stage. But then at one point in the show, Lyric was trying to go up onto the stage to dance with Twinkle Time. I don't think Twinkle Time knew this, but I had to go retrieve her from the steps because she wanted to go up there. So she's getting braver. So who knows?
This is good. Well, by the time she's at our show, she can be on stage. She can come up. There's no,
Fantastic.
100%. But it's a funny one, because I think it's really good to for particularly for performers to get it over to the audience that it's okay to join in and to enjoy a performance on in whatever way you want to enjoy it. When we play, sure, like when the show's going, we're trying to encourage people to dance. We're encourage, There's all lots of bits where people kind of will shout things out and people sh shout things back at us. But always, it's totally fine if you don't want to do that. And if I'm being honest, me as a performer, that's the performer I am. But me as an audience member, I'm probably more likely to be towards the back. And I think it's really important that people can enjoy shows especially, you know, it's important for us with a show that's so full on that we make adults and kids aware, you know, you enjoy it in your way that you want to enjoy it. And if that's quietly at the back, you know, sometimes those guys are having the best time. So, but yeah, enjoy it whatever way you want.
Yeah, very cool. All right, well, let's talk about your new single and a little bit about your new album. The song is amazing. As I was listening to this, I'm like, wow, I was sitting there trying to like, who does this sound like? And it doesn't, I couldn't pinpoint it, but it's like this wonderful meshing of styles. It's hard to describe it. People, when you hear the song, I think you'll get it. But talk to us a little bit about how this song came together. What's up for the album? And I know one thing I always remember about you is your songs are very animal themed. So is this one going into a sea creature realm? So tell us all about it.
So yeah, the Manta Ray is the first single off our new album, which is out, will come out later this year. We haven't set a date yet. It's the first album that we have mixed and mastered it all ourselves. So we've got total control over this. And Manta Ray, like all of our songs, is either about animals or has an animal connection in there. And as time goes on, the songs have become more kind of more metaphorical and more psychedelic and a bit more random. But Manta Ray is based around this idea that we had. You know, we like to make the world as magical and as wondrous a place as possible. And manta rays don't really need any more magical wonder because they're amazing creatures. But we thought, imagine if manta rays were actually from outer space. And imagine if centuries ago they had crashed into the sea whilst flying through the cosmos. And they crashed into the sea. And maybe when they hit the water, they had some sort of mild head trauma, and they forgot that they were from outer space. And you see these videos of manta ray on YouTube where they're jumping out and they jump out the water and they fly for a couple of seconds and then really ungracefully kind of splash back into the water. And we were like, maybe that's what they're trying to do. Maybe they're trying to remember. They've got this like kind of residual memory in their brains. Maybe we can fly, and they're trying to get, and one day they will leap from the sea and they will take to the sky and they will soar out of our atmosphere back into the cosmos, back into the nebula. And we were like, yeah, that's an idea for a song. And I think we'd written the music. I think this was a song where we'd recorded a lot of the back end, and we kind of had an idea for a song and we weren't quite sure. We knew it needed to be something magical and something kind of maybe something space like. And we were like, yeah, let's let we came up with this manta ray story, and we came up with the word aquagalactic, which is now one of my favorite
Love
words, which
it.
means some if it's something that's in the ocean, that should be in the stars. So aquagalactic is a word that features in manta ray. And yeah, it's a magical song. We've been playing it live for about a year, so it was quite a while from it going into the live set to recording it, which was good because it kind of shaped it changed kind of shape over the year a little bit, especially kind of the vocals. And yeah, and it's the first track off our new album, again all about animals. There's songs on there about squirrels. There's quite a heavy song about rats, which is a really good one, which is all about kind of the balance between kind of humans and animals and nature. What else is on there? There's oh my goodness. Oh, there's a song about an eel, which is a really old one because we like to take some of our old songs and kind of reshape them. But the squirrel song, that our last song was called, our last album was called Fuzz Drops Panda Pops. And that was kind of all about the rainbow panda, which is a song that features on that album. The rainbow panda comes out at the end of our live show, and that was kind of Fuzz Drops Panda Pops is all of the era of the rainbow panda. And there's a song on this new album, Squirrel 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 Squirrel, and that is us entering the age of the squirrel. And now at the end of the set, there's going to be a squirrel come out, and that song is very epic, very kind of like I can't wait to play that live. And so that's all on the new album, which is provisionally titled Badger Beats Bubblegum Treats. We think
Okay.
that's
I was I was thinking you were going to say Aqua Galactic, but
I thought that was on my, I thought Aqua Galactic is like, but there's a Badger song on there as well, and we love Badgers, and our Badgers are very different to your Badgers, but there's a Badger song on there as well, so that's the provisional title, but it might be, but Aqua Galactic was on the list. The other title that was on, because there's an eel song, was, we thought about calling it Eel Communication, because we really like the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
And it's a like spin it. On
it. Because Aqua Galactic kind of sort of made me think of the Beastie Boys, because they had that song Intergalactic.
Yeah, exactly. There's that connection there. But there's time to change it. We're a DIY project. Nobody
I was about to say, they're all fantastic. You can't lose with whichever one you go with. All right. Well, let's play this song. Again, really, really amazing. And electronic, psychedelic, hard rock kind of vibes that it gives off here, but it's really good. Here it is, Manta Ray by Pocodrom.
Do you remember who you were? Or is it still a blur? A sense of glory is to be a cosmic memory flying across the ocean floor. Nebula, your song. Manta Ray, structure through the sea, aqua galactic mystery. Manta Ray, structure through the sea, aqua galactic mystery. Manta Ray, structure through the sea, aqua galactic mystery. Manta Ray.
And that was Manta Ray. Again, awesome song. Really, really look forward to the album. So other than all of the usual places that people can stream, download, and purchase music, how can people find and connect with you?
Well, I suppose the easiest way, virtually, you can find us under a tree in Devon, which is a small part of the UK down south. But if you don't want to find us under a tree, go to pocodrom.com. So P-O-C-O-D-R-O-M, old-fashioned website, pocodrom.com. And that's got links to everything, and you can find us there. But make sure you put pocodrom, not pocodrum. So D-R-O-M.
Very important. All right. Well, Paul, it's been wonderful having you on the show again. Best of luck with this new song and with the album. And I look forward to having you back on the show to talk about the album.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's not leave it so long. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it.